Ooh, the S&P 500 just finished its worst first half of a year since 1970. Markets are tanking. Inflation and gas prices out of control. Homeownership slipping out of reach for more people. If I may quote George Takei, oh my. So what's next? Well, don't look at me. Jamie and I asked an economics professor, Dr. Dennis Hoffman, the director of the Seidman Research Institute at ASU, if we're headed for or are already in a recession.
We economists were never that definitive, Jim. But
well, that's just great. But in all fairness, he did tell us we are ripe for a recession.
The factors are in play for a downturn. Essentially, it's all triggered by the fact that we now have the Federal Reserve absolutely committed to wringing inflation out of the economy.
So, Dr. Hoffman, will Arizona weather a coming recession well, like we did the COVID-caused recession?
I think so. The wild card, of course, would be if we decline faster because we are somewhat dependent on a bit of a speculation in our real estate market.
Wait. Did he say real estate speculation? Well, that's flipping great because Phoenix was just ranked as the number one city for house flipping. Almost 19% of all homes sold in Phoenix this year were purchased to be flipped. But all of this didn't put fear on my heart like I felt when I looked at my 401k yesterday and saw it had lost 10% of its value just this year. And Dr. Hoffman didn't make me feel any better when he said this.
If you only lost 10%, maybe we need some investment tips from you, Jim.
Oh, boy. I've already kind of decided I'm going to pull a Pat McMahon and never retire. Or maybe I should retire tomorrow and start flipping houses.